Begin the current daf, Mesechtes Menachos daf Kuf Tes. Begin 5 lines down from the top of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing a theme, a related theme as that of our Perek, when someone says, Hariya Lai, someone says, it's upon me to bring something, and it's unspecified, what are the specific obligations? That's why Mishnah says, Hariya Lai Oilav. Someone says, I take upon me the responsibility to bring a carbon Oilav. So Yakarvena B'Mikdash, he has to sacrifice it in the Beis HaMikdash, because since he said Hariya Lai Oilav, he's obligated in, quote, an Oilav, which carbon oila that's totally burnt has to be brought in Mizbech in the Beis HaMikdash. V'mekriva b'beis chanyoy, but if he brings it as a carbon in the house of chanyoy, which as we'll explain later on, is a type of a temple that was in Egypt, in Alexandria, built by Chanya, the son of Shimon, the Kohen Gadol, lo yatza, he has not fulfilled his obligation because it's similar to as having sacrificed it on the bama, on the private altar, out of the Beis HaMikdash, which is forbidden. It says the Mishnah, let's say he says, he says, I'm taking upon myself to bring a carbon oila, which I'm going to bring as a carbon in Beis Chanyai. Still says the Mishnah, since he's taking upon himself to bring an oila, he has to sacrifice it in the temple. But in this case, if he does sacrifice it in Beis Chanyai, he has fulfilled his obligation, as Igmol explained the reasoning for this, because seemingly it's an oila. How could you bring it, even if you stipulate to bring it in Beis Chanyai? Reb Shimon Naimi says, "Ein zu oila, it's not an oila, because bringing it out of the Beis HaMikdash, even if that's what you're specifying, is not an oila, and therefore it's not an oila at all. There's no fulfilling of any obligation here whatsoever." Now, says the Mishnah, a similar case. Let's say he says, "Hareini nazir. I'm a nazir. A nazir is someone who's forbidden to partake of wine, become tameh." So when he finishes his procedures, yigaleich b'mikdash, he has to cut his hair in the Beis HaMikdash, meaning he has to bring his karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, v'mikilech b'beis chanyai, let's say he goes and he does his final procedures in Beis Chanyai, lo yotze, he hasn't fulfilled his obligation. Let's say, however, he says, hareini nazir shagaleich b'beis chanyai, I'm going to be a nazir on the condition that I'm going to go ahead and cut my hair in Beis Chanyai. So, still says the Mishnah, yigaleich b'mikdash, because a nazir, as the Torah tells us, has to go ahead and do his final procedures in Beis HaMikdash. But, v'mikilech b'beis chanyai, yotze, if he goes and cuts his hair in Beis Chanyai, he has fulfilled his obligation. Shimon Amin says, Ein Nazir is not a Nazir at all. The whole thing doesn't start because there is no such thing as being a Nazir out of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Gemara asks on the Alocha the Tana Kama regarding the second case when he says, look, I'll bring a carbon oila, but I'm going to bring it in Beis Chanyai. And the Mishnah said, Yatza, it's fulfilled his obligation. Even though initially he should bring it in Beis HaMikdash, but after the fact, he brings it in Beis Chanyai, is fulfilled. And that is the Gemara, Baha Mikdal Katla. But he just is like killing the animal, because that's what's known as shechita b'chutz, slaughtering it out of the area of the azar. But the problem is, as his wording are, hari alai oila, he's obligated a carbon oila, and therefore that should have to be brought only in the Beis HaMikdash. How is he fulfilling even after the fact in Beis Chanyai? So Amar Rav Avnun, he says, since he said, on the condition that I'm going to sacrifice it in Beis Chanyai, nasa ko'imer, so it's like as if he said, Hare alai oilam, I'm taking upon myself to bring a carbon oilam, amanas, on the condition that I could kill it. Meaning, and that shalei yischai b'achriyus, and that I won't be responsible for its liability. And that's why it's fulfilled its obligation, because there's no more obligation once it's dead. Now, however, as Rashi points out, of course there's going to be a liability of Karis because of shechut echutz. He is slaughtering out of the Beis HaMikdash. It was called an oila. It's just that he's saying, but I'm not taking responsibility. Although he says, Hari Alai is usually Achrayas, but he's saying, yeah, but then I'll bring it over there. Where's there? Out of the Beis HaMikdash. Which means to say that I'm not responsible for its fulfillment. Where then he's fulfilled, meaning that he's not obligated anymore in his nether. But obviously he's going to be Chayav b'shechut echutz. He didn't bring the oila where it's supposed to be, and therefore he's liable for having slaughtered out of the Beis HaMikdash. However, Amalei Rava, Rava says to Rav Amnuna in his interpretation, which was going in the case of the Reisha, says, Elameat the Seifa, Diktanim. Well, then take a look at the Seifa, which was seemingly the same halacha, but the Reisha was talking about bringing a carbon oila, Seifa was talking about being a Nazir. It says, Hareini Nazir Shagalech B'Veis Chanyai. The parallel case, in the case of a Nazir, he says, look, I'm going to be a Nazir, but only if I could cut my hair and do all my karbanas in Beis Chanyai. So the Mishnah said, initially, Yikalech B'Mikdash, of course he has to cut his hair and doing his procedures in the Beis HaMikdash. But if he ends up doing it in Beis Chanyai, he has fulfilled his obligation. So says Rava to Rav Amnuna, so what are you going to say? Here also, you're going to say, Denase ka'im. It's like as if he said, Hareini Nazir, look, I'm going to be a full-fledged Nazir. I'm a Nazir on the condition, I'm not going to be responsible for the liability of the insurance of its karbanos, meaning even if it's not fulfilling it, because it is b'chutz, but he's not going to be responsible after the fact, like a nedava that gets lost, he's not responsible here also. That is relevant, but if that's the case, but that doesn't work in this case of the Seva. Because a Nazir, as long as he doesn't bring his karbanas, yeah, you're not going to be responsible for the karbanas, you're not liable for it as a neder. But loy miskasher, he does not become valid, he does not become prepared anymore, his obligations of Nazirs do not become removed until he brings his karbanas. So here you can't say, like you said in regard to the case of the Eila, that he's stipulating on the condition that he's not responsible for the karbanas, because since you're agreeing that the chiv does begin, so here the nazirus is taking effect, so it doesn't get removed, and he won't be able to partake of wine and do all the things until he brings his karbanas, and that you're not fulfilling. So how does the Mishnah say yatza? So Ella rather Amar Rava gives a different interpretation. It says Adam Zeh, this person ledayrin niskaven. He disagrees with Rav Amnuna. Says the chiv oila in the case of the resha never took effect. When he was saying, I'm bringing an Ayla, but I want to bring it to Beis Chanyai, he just wanted to bring a gift to Hashem. So Amar, he said, if it's enough for me to go ahead and bring it to Beis Chanyai, so Terachna, I'll go through the effort. More than that, I don't want to go through the pain. Because he lived far from Eretz Yisrael, and he was closer to Beis Chanyai, which was in Alexandria in Egypt. Now, as Rashi points out, according to Rava, of course, there's not going to be any liability of karz for Shechut Yichut, because it's not a karban Ayla. It's a Dairin. And therefore, he's Yaitza, if he goes and he brings it in Beis Chanya. Of course, initially, like he said, he should bring it, even though it's not an Oila, in the Beis HaMikdash. But after the fact, yeah, it's going to be valid there because it's a Dairin. And so too, Nazir Nami. So that answers the case of the Sefer by Nazir. Hi, Gava, this person, Litzuri Nafshi Kamachavan. He just wanted to pain himself. He's not becoming a bona fide Nazir. Ama, he says, if it's enough for me to go ahead and bring my procedures after I'm done with this painting myself of not partaking of wine and not becoming Tamil Mason, so then I'll go through the effort. It's failing, it's in, let's do it. I don't want to go through the effort of coming all the way to Eretz Yisrael. And that's why it's valid, because he was never a Nazir and therefore it's Yatza. But if he was a bona fide Nazir, the way of Nunim was saying, of course, it's not going to help anything by not being chayv in the Kabbanis, because until you bring the Kabbanis, you have not removed yourself from the Naziris. Now, but for Rav Nunim Malach, he would tell you that you're right. By Nazir, the reason most definitely is Kedekamet, like you said. That must be that the Naziris never took effect. And that's why it means Yatza. It's just like Litzuri Nafshi wants to paint himself, because or else the difficulty is, even though you're not Chai Bachrayis, but still you're not going to, how are you saying Yatza if you haven't broke a bonus yet? However, Rav Nunes still disagrees, and he says, Oila, the first case of the Mishnah, there the reason is, like I was saying all along, that it's as if he said, Amanas Shaloy Yischai Bachur Yusakama, on the condition that I'm not responsible for its liability, but it does have the designation of an Oila on it, and therefore, Rav Nunes maintains that if someone goes and actually brings a Beis Chanyai, doesn't bring it in the Azara, he will be Chayav Karas for bringing it outside because of Shechita and Halal Bachotz. Now, says the Gemara, and Rabbi Yechanan agrees to Rav Nuna. Dam Rabbi Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yechanan, he says, this case of our Mishnah. If someone says, I take upon myself to bring a Karban Oila, that I'll sacrifice in Beis Chanya. V'kriva be'eretz Yisrael, and he sacrifices it somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, meaning not in Yerushalayim, not in the Beis HaMikdash. The reason why we pick Eretz Yisrael is to say, even if he didn't fulfill his vow, which was to bring a Beis Chanya, he's not even bringing Beis Chanya, he's not bringing the Beis HaMikdash, but it's just somewhere else in Eretz Yisrael. Even so, Yatzi has fulfilled his obligation, meaning because this that he said, I'm going to bring in Beis Chanyai, that's not establishing a permanence of his neder that he has to bring it in Beis Chanyai. It's just as if he's saying, on the condition that I could kill it and that I won't be responsible for its insurance, because who cares if he kills it in Beis Chanyai or kills it somewhere else? It's essentially just killing it. There's no real fulfillment in Beis Chanyai. Now, however, and this is the point we see Rabbi Yechanan says, like Rav Nuna, v'anish karas. And the liability is going to be of Karas because of Shechut Eichutz. So we see that the title of Oila does take effect, like Rav Nuna, therefore you're liable for doing Halah and Shechita Bechutz. But again, that's what he's saying, that that's the fulfillment of the obligation when you do it somewhere else, when you do it Beis Chanya in Eretz Yisrael, because it's like he's saying, on the condition that I'm not going to be responsible for the Karbanas. Although they both have to agree that Nazir, you never really had the Chiv in the first place to respond to Rav's question. And so he's going to tell the similar in the Braisa also. Someone says, I'm taking upon myself to bring an Oila, then I'm going to sacrifice in the desert. Because as Rashi explains why the desert, is because he's thinking, since the Mishkan, the tabernacle, was there, so the desert still has its sanctity. But Bekriva Be'eva Yarden, he actually ends up sacrificing in somewhere in Transjordan, meaning over the river from the desert to Eretz Yisrael. Someone in Eretz Yisrael, not in Yerushalayim. Even so, Yatzeh has fulfilled this obligation, because like we said, it's just like he's saying that I shouldn't be responsible for whatever happens to it. So therefore, wherever he kills it, he has fulfilled his obligation and there's not chayv anymore to bring. But v'anash karas, like we said, he still will be punishable for karas, not like Rava, but rather because it is an oila, it's just that he's not responsible. Again, because the case of the oila is different than the case of Nazir. Nazir never took effect. Oila took effect. It's just he's saying I'm not going to be responsible, and that's why he's fulfilling, that's what it means when it says yatza. Now, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah, which discussed Beis Chanyoy, this other alternative temple that was introduced. So, HaKahanim Sheshimshu BeBeis Chanyoy, regarding the priest, the Kahanim that did the Avodah in Beis Chanyoy, says the Mishnah, Lo Yishamshu BeMikdash Yerushalayim, they're not allowed anymore do the service in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. And Ve'ein Tzarech Lohem LeDavachim, we don't have to say regarding something else, meaning if there were priests that served for an idol, for sure then I'll go ahead and serve now as Kahanim in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Shlomag says the pasuk Melachim Beis. It says Achloyalu Kahani Habamis El Mizbach Hashem BeYerushalayim. However, those Kahanim that served, those priests that served by the other alternative altars, are not let go up to the altar of Hashem in Yerushalayim. Ki im Achlu Matzah, says the Gir, says Batechachem, they could just eat the unleavened bread amongst their brothers. Because as the Mishnah explains, what this pasuk is saying is that these Kahanim who did the Avodah in Beis Chanya or by Avodah Zara, Harei Elu Kabali Mum, and they were like blemished Kahanim. Which is chalkin v'eichlin. They divide and they do eat from the karbanis, which they divide from kachim, as the Gemara says on Daf Ayin Gimel with Aleph, that says in the pasuk ish, which a man divides even if he's blemished. But v'le makrivim, but they're not allowed to go ahead and do the avoda. And that's what these kahanim who did the avoda Beis Chanya and for sure the Avodah Zarah have that status. Now, however, Amar Rabbi Yehuda he says that's only kohen who did the avoda and Beis Chanya and for sure by Avodah Zarah. But kohen sheshachad l'avodas kechavim, a kohen who slaughtered an animal for avodas zarah, meaning in front of an idol, and he repented, then karbanai, the karbanis that he sacrifices subsequently in the base of Mikdash, reich nechayech does have a pleasant aroma. Now, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi says, Mikra, what's the pasuk that illustrates this? It's a pasuk in Yecheskel. It says, Ya'an asher yesharsu oisam lefnei giluleim, since these kahanim did the avodah in front of their avodas zarah, their filth, the Hoyula Beis Yisrael L'michshol Avin, and they were for the Jewish people for a stumbling block of sin. Al Kain Nesasi Yodi Aleim. Therefore, says Hashem, I have lifted my hand upon them. No, Hashem Lakim, says Hashem, God. V'nas Avin, they will carry their sin. Now, Uksiv Basra, it says after that, it says V'layikshu Eli L'chainli, they're not allowed to come close to me to serve me. Now, what we see from this pasuk is E Avid Shiris, like the pasuk was saying, Asher Yesharsu Oisam. If they did a service of idolatry in front of an idol, in yes, then they become forbidden to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash of like the pasuk says v'liyikshu alai l'kainli, but shechita, but slaughtering lav shirisu, that's not considered a bona fide service, because in the Beis HaMikdash, as we find, that's not considered a shiris, because the service has to be with kahanim and slaughtering is able to be with ibn azara non kain. So therefore, if he went and he did the zvicha, if he did the shechita for the avodah zarah, that's not considered shirus in front of gilul lehem, and therefore they would still be permitted to do the avodah, as Rabbi Yehuda was saying, kohen sheshachad l'avodas kechavim, his karbani is still going to be reich nechayech, in contrast to the halacha of our Mishnah. Now, continuing in related fame, Yitma, we learn shagag bezrika. Let's say through the blood of an animal sacrifice for idolatry by mistake, which now he did shirus, he did a service, but he was b'shagig, it was an error. So what's the halacha? So we have machlekes. Rav Nachman Ami says, karbani, his subsequent karban, is reich nechayech, has a pleasant aroma. Rav Sheshes Ami in karbani reich nechayech, he says, no, his sacrifice does not have a pleasant aroma. Now, Rav Sheshes, he says, m'na min alaf. And where do I know this, that his karban will not have a pleasant aroma anymore, even though it was done by mistake? Because the chsiv, it says in the pasuk we quoted before, it says, v'hoi leveis yisrol l'michshal avin, those who do this service, do an avodah for avodah zarah, that they were for the Jewish people for a michshal avin, or a stumbling block of sin. Now, my lav, isn't it saying, oy michshal, oy oven? Because as we're going to shortly explain, these are two different things. It's saying either a stumbling block or a sin, which means either b'shegig or b'mezid, that they did this service for avodah zarah. And the pasuk says, lo yikshu alai l'chayimli, then I'll come to me to serve me, because u michshal shegig, a stumbling block means an error, the oven mezid, and sin means deliberate, as the Gemara says in Yuman Devalam, the oven bebeis, avoynus are zedoynus, deliberately. Like the pasuk says, he cursed the curse, avoynus ba, the curse is when he does it deliberately. B'shegig, he has a different halacha. So you see that either shegig or bebeis will have the same halacha, v'leikshu akayin alayi. So you see, even shegig bezrika is still forbidden, is still not going to be reich nechayach. But Rav Nachman, who says that it is going to be Rech Nechayach, he explains, no, it's one term. It's Michshol Diyav and the stumbling block of sin. It's only when they do it deliberately, that's when they're not going to have Rech Nechayach. That's when they cannot be Legesha Selai. But if it was done by mistake, even if it was Rika, his carbon will still be Rech Nechayach. Now, Rav Sheshet was explaining his opinion. Now, Rav Nachman, he says, but not many love, from where do I know that it actually is going to be Rech Nechayach? Because the time you learn the Brisa, the Pasuk says in Bemidbar, when it talks about the Kohen doing the Avodah for a carbon of Avodah Zarah, it says, V'chiper ha-Kohen al ha-Nefesh ha-Shagagas, the Kohen will atone for the soul who had made an error, B'cheta b'shkaga, in his sin, in error. Now, the seemingly superfluous words, B'cheta b'shkaga, is going back on V'chiper ha-Kohen, which sounds like that even the soul of the Kohen, B'cheta b'shkaga, when he went and he made his own error in Avodah Zarah, that he could bring in his own carbon and he could sacrifice it for himself. Now, the way we know that this pasuk is talking about Avodah Zarah is because the pasuk there says, "Memidbar Tezvav, v'chisishku v'laisasu," if you're going to make an error and not do al kol mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs, the Gemara also says that refers to idolatry, which is equivalent to an entire Torah. So, melamed, this teacher says the Brisa, "Shekoyin miskarbal de'atzma," that a kohen could atone for himself, meaning he could bring his own carbon when he sinned in idolatry. Now, b'mai, what service did he do for idolatry that the pasuk has to tell us that he's still valid to go ahead and do the avodah beis hamikdash and even bring it for himself when he made an error, which is what the pasuk is talking about when it's bishkaga? If you think it's too much that he slaughtered for idolatry by mistake, then ma'ir is shagig. Why would you have to say by mistake? Even if he does deliberately, like we said before, even by cut like Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, when he shachet lavoitz kachav mim b'mezer, that's not a problem because that's not sheiros. Elalah, b'zrika, says Rav Nachman, obviously he's talking about when he did a bona fide avodah, like zrika. Still, since he did it by mistake, b'shkaga, he could still bring his own carbon. You see that the kohen who is shaga b'zrika, his carbon is still going to be reich nechayach. But Rav Sheshet Samalach, he would tell you no. Lailam b'shchita, actually he's talking about when he had slaughtered, it's permitting when he did it by mistake, shchita, avodah zarah, that then he could bring his own carbon. Now, because ubemezid, because no, it's actually not true. This that we said before, the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, that a kohen that was shachet lavoitz kechavim, his carbon is reich nechayach, says his opinion is only going to be if it was done by mistake. Because if it was done deliberately, says Rav Sheshet, then he's an attendant for idolatry. And then even shechita, it doesn't make a difference. He's an attendant. A mesharas of avodah zarah cannot go ahead and do the avodah in the base of Mikdash. So it's regarding shechita that it's permitting. But Zerika says Rav Sheshet, no. Even if that's done b'shoigig, it's still going to be forbidden. It's still not going to be reich nechayach to do a carbon in the base of Mikdash. Now, it says the Gemara of Ozel Tamayu. And actually going according to the reasoning mentioned elsewhere, which is hinging on this point. The Hidma, like we learned, hezid b'shechita. We mentioned before shechita that's not a problem. But that is a point of contention regarding, is that only b'shegig or even b'mezid? And which will relate back to the previous machlokes that they had regarding zrika b'shegig, regarding how do you interpret this pasuk of the kohen bring his own carbon when he himself had done avodah zarah by mistake. Because if he was deliberate in the slaughtering in front of an animal, in front of an idol, Rav Nachman amar karbon reich nechayach, he says his subsequent carbon in the base of Mikdash is still going to have a pleasant aroma. Rav Sheshet Shammai in karbon reich nechayach, he says carbon's not going to have a pleasant aroma, as the Gemara explains. Rav Nachman amar karbon reich nechayach to love a cherish, he didn't do any service, even if he did it deliberately, it's still not a problem. So that's why he said that can't be what the pasuk is saying when he does b'shegi, that's going to be permitted, because shechita even b'mezid is permitted, must be to mazrika b'shegi. But Rav Sheshet Shammai in karbon reich nechayach, he says no, if he does b'mezid shechita, his carbon is not going to have a pleasant aroma, as we continue to mention b'mezid, because nasa m'sharas l'abetz kechavim, and then he was like an attendant to an idol, no matter what he's doing, even if it's just shechita. And therefore, it must be that what we said before, that halacha of by shechita does not become possible. Rav Sheshet explains that talking about b'shegig, and that's what the pasuk is coming to say. But b'mezid, he would be possible, and his carbon would not be reich nechayach. Now, regarding this last machlekes that we just said that it goes l'shitasim according to their reasoning, Amar Rav Nachman says, "Mina min alav." From where do I know that even if he's deliberate by shechita, his carbon is still going to be reich nechayach? He's going to be permitted to do that avodah. Says the Tanya, like learn the brisa, kain sha'aver avodes kechavim b'shav. Kain that served idolatry and he repented, karbon reich nechayach, his subsequent karbonis that he does avodah in the Beis Hamikdash will have a pleasant aroma. So on that says the Gemara b'mai. What's the case talking about? If you think the Bryce is talking about that he had done it by mistake, well then, my v'shav. What does that mean that he repented? If you do something by mistake, shav v'aymeru. You were already repented from the beginning, from beforehand, because you never intended to serve idolatry. It was all by mistake. Your heart was never there. Rather, we're saying that he repented must be that he had intended, I mean, he was deliberate in his service of idolatry, and still was saying his subsequent karma is going to be okay. Now, it's talking about throwing the blood. What does it help if he had done b'mezid zrika, that he repented? That's the passage that we said. They can never come back when they do a service of idolatry when it's done deliberately. Rather, so the Nachman must be talking about slaughtering, that even though he had done b'mezid, if he does tshuva, his subsequent karbanas are going to be permitted, that's going to be reich nechaich. But Rav Sheshar Shamalachi, he's going to say, no, lo'olim b'shegeg. It's talking about in this brisa that if he had done it by mistake. V'achikam, and this is what it's saying, which we had said, how could say it's talking about by mistake, then what's b'shav? He was always, says Rav Sheshar, yeah, that's how you have to interpret the brisa. Im shav me'ikara, if he was from the beginning repentant, meaning, because d'chiyavid, when he had done it, b'shegegavid, he had slaughtered it by mistake, that's when karban erech nechach, that's when his karban will have a pleasant aroma, but v'mlav, but if not, rather he did the shechita b'mezid, in karban erech nechach, his karban will not have a pleasant aroma, because Rav Sheshar is most stringent, he says that even shechita, if it's b'mezid, is a problem, and by zrika, even b'shegeg, that's going to be a problem. Which again, but shechita is a problem. B'mezid, the only time that we say, according to Rav Sheshar, that shechita is permitted, that doesn't invalidate him, is if he had done it by mistake. Another machlekes that they have is hishtach v'lavitz kecham, if he bows down to an idol. Rav Nachman Amar karban erech nechayach, says his subsequent karban is a pleasant aroma. Rav Sheshar Amar here too, he's stringent, he says, in karban erech nechayach, his karban does not have a pleasant aroma. And another machlekes they have is hoide lavitz kecham, if he makes an admission to an idol where he says, you're my God, chas v'shalom. Rav Nachman Amar karban erech nechayach, Rav Nachman says his karban still has a pleasant aroma. Rav Sheshar Amar in karban erech nechayach, his karban does not have a pleasant aroma. And the Gemara explains it to you, we needed all their cases that they disagree in, because Yesh min hach kamai said, we only said the first case when he threw the blood by mistake. So behikam Rav Sheshar, I would say over there Rav Sheshar said it's going to be asa. From the avodah shiris, ultimately he did a bona fide avodah, that of zrika. So even though he had done the b'shegeg, okay, we can understand why he says that he's invalid from now on. Avashchita deloy avodah shiris, but when he does only shchita, which that's not a service, a zar could even do shchita of a carbon in the base of Migdash. Eimem moedel Rav Nachman, I would say he would agree to Rav Nachman, even when he does deliberately, his subsequent kabbans would be permitted. That's what we have to say. Also the machlik is regarding shchita b'mezid. Now, b'yashmin shchitad, we said only the case of slaughtering, mishum da'avad le'avayda, I would say because, okay, ultimately he did a service, although it's not a bonavayt shiris, but it's one of the four avaydas that we do karbanis in the base of Migdash. Avad l'shtachav adu le'avad le'avayda, but regarding bowing, where he didn't do any service whatsoever, he just bowed down to it, Eimur Lai would say that there Rav Sheshar would hold that it's not a problem, so we have to say that case too. And v'yashmin yishtachavad, we only said bowing down, mishum da'avad le'mais, ultimately he did an action by bowing down. Avalhoida by admission, the dibur ba'amu, that's just words. Imaloya would say there, Rav Sheshar would hold that would not be a problem. Tzvichu, we have to say all the cases, Rav Sheshar is stringent all the way, even up until Haida, that he says that even that admission is a problem, and the subsequent karbanos are not going to be a reich nechayach. Now the Mishnah had said that regarding the problem about the kohen that served in Beis Chanyai, that they can't do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishnah said, we don't have to say for sure if they had done the service for something else, but the Zara, for sure those karma are not valid to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara the following inference. From the fact that the Mishnah says, that we don't have to say for sure it's a problem if he had done service for something else, for idolatry. So obviously the inference is that when the Kohen does the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, that's not idolatry, it's a problem, but it's not avodah Zara, because it's saying, and for sure avodah Zara. So obviously this is not avodah Zara. Says the Gemara, Tani Kamanda Amma, that must be that the Tanava Mishnah is saying, like the opinion who says, the base Chanyi Lavavitz Kechavim, who that this temple of Chanyi was not intended for idolatry. The Tanava, like when the Brisa, which it's actually a machlekes, it's a dispute. The Brisa says, Eisa Shana Shemes Shimon HaTzadik, the year that Shimon HaTzadik had passed away, who is Mishayari Anshe Kines Agdaila, Amalan, he said to them, Shana Zuhu Mes, referring to himself, he said, this year he's going to pass away. So Amalan, they said to him, Nainat Yedea, how do you know? So Amalan, he said to them, Kol Yom Kippurim Nizdamin Li Zaken Echad. Every year on Yom Kippur, I would encounter an elderly individual, Lavish Levanim, Benesatav Levanim, he would be clothed in white, and would be cloaked in white. Benechnesimi, he would come in with me into the Holy of Holies. Beyotzemi, and he would come out with me. Now, Shanazu, this year, Nizdamin Li Zaken Echad, I encountered one elderly individual, Lavish Chayrim, he was wearing black, Benesatav Shchayrim, and he was cloaked in black. He came in with me, but he didn't go out with me. as the Braisa says, La'acha regal, after the yamtiv of that Chodesh Shabbos Yama Meis. So after the yamtiv, he became ill for 7 days and he passed away. Now, v'nimnu achav ha-kahanim levarach b'shem, and at that point on, his brothers, the kahanim, they refrained from making the blessings with Hashem's name. Or up until then, they would say Hashem's name. From that point on, they stopped saying the blessing with Hashem's name. Now, b'shas p'tirasi amalhem, when he was passing away, he said to them, Chanye b'ni yishamish tachtei, my son Chanye will take over my place of being the Kohen Gadol. Now, niskana b'shimi achav, his brother Shimi was envious of him. He was 2.5 years older than Chanye, and here he was not being the Kohen Gadol. Now, Amaloi, so Shimi said to his younger brother Chanye, come, I'll teach you the order of the service, how the Kohen Gadol is supposed to do the Avodah. So, Helbishi Ba'unkli, he clothed him in this blouse made out of leather, and he girdled him with a belt, a sash, and he left him there near the altar. Now, in the meantime, Amalhem Lachav HaKahanim, he said to his brothers, the Kahanim, Ru'u Manodr Zeh, look what this person, referring to his brother Chanye, had made a vow, V'kayim La'avasai, and he fulfilled it for his beloved, meaning referring to his wife, that allegedly, he's saying that Chanye had said to his wife, Oysayim, that day, Shashtamash B'kunah G'dalah, that I'm going to serve as the Kohen Gadol, Elbish Ba'unkeli Shalechi, I'm going to wear your blouse, V'echer B'tzilzol Shalechi, I'm going to wear your sash. So picture Achav Akam Laharga, his brothers Akam wanted to kill him over a profanity here, wearing ladies' clothing here, as it's doing the avoid as the Kohen Gadol. So Ratzman Pneim, so Chanye ran away from them, but Ratzah Achav, and they ran after him. Halach L'Aksandria Shal Mitzrayim, he ran to Alexandria of Egypt. Ubana Shal Mizbech, he built over there an altar. V'hel Olav L'Shem Avetz Kechavim, and he brought Kabbanas there for idolatry. Now, Okashashama Chacham Adavru Amr, when the sages heard about this incident, they said, Mazeh, if over here in this situation regarding Shimi, Shlo Yared La, he never even had been that status of becoming Kohen Gadol. Kach, look what happened, that he was so jealous of his brother that he chased him out and he chased him over to Alexandria. So Hayaridla, someone already came down, meaning already was appointed to a point of authority, of leadership. Alachas kama v'kama, for all the more so that for sure we're not allowed to take him away from that position so that he shouldn't disgrace himself, because for sure he's going to do crazy things to hold on to his mantle of leadership. That's the Rebbe Meir. That's the opinion of Meir, that he holds the base Chanye was actually a Avodah Zarah. But Amalei Rebbe Yehuda says to Rebbe Meir, which like the opinion of our Mishnah, Loi kachay maisa, that was not the incident. Ela loi kibul alav Chanye, no, Chanye did not accept the Kohuna Gedayla. Shahayishimi achiv gadol menashtei shal mechze, because his older brother was 2.5 years older than him. And he gave it over to his brother. Vafal pikin, and even though that he had given it over, niskana by Chanye b'shimi achiv, still Chanye was jealous of his brother who he gave it to. So Amalai, so here the trick was actually in the reverse. He said to his brother Shimi, come, I'll teach you the order of the service, because although Chanye was younger, he was smarter than Shimi. So he said, I'll teach you how to do it. And he clothed him with the leather blouse, and he girded him with the belt. He kept him near the altar. And in the meantime, Amalam Loch Bakam, he said to his brothers, the Kahanim, Ru manedrezev akam lavasa, look what this guy took a vow to, and he's fulfilling for his beloved. And that he told his wife, that day he's going to serve as the Kohen Gadol, Elbish Ba'unkeli Shalich, I'm going to wear your blouse, I'm going to girdle myself with your belt. So Big Shachav Akam Laharga, so his brothers Akam wanted to kill Shimi. But Sachlem Kalmari told him over everything that happened, hey, it's not my fault, this is what Chanye set me up. So Big Shalharg as Chanye, so they wanted to kill Chanye because of what he had done to set up Shimi. So he ran away from them, they ran after him. So he ran to the king's palace, and they ran after him. And whoever saw Chanye running away, they said, Zehu, Zehu, this is him, like, chase him down. So he ran to Alexandria in Egypt. And he built over there an altar. And he brought kabbanos over there for the sake of heaven. Shnema, like it says, the pasuk in Yeshaya proves Rabbi Yehuda that it was not avodah zarah, but rather Hashem Shemayim, like our Mishnah seems to indicate, where it says, "Bayemahu, and that day Yiye will be mizbech Lashem, an altar for Hashem betoich Eretz Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt, umatseva etzel gavul Lashem, and a platform near its boundary for Hashem," where we see that it was for Hashem. Now, ukeshamu chacham bedavo amr, when the sages heard about this incident, they said, if over here in this situation, where Chanye originally had ran away from it, he didn't even want to accept the leadership of the Kohen Gadol. Kach, still this whole thing happened that he was so jealous that he tried implicating his brother in this plot. Someone who initially wants it, and doesn't get it, all the more so what danger he's going to do, what damage he might do in his attempt to go ahead and get that leadership. Now, related to this idea, Tanu Lent Nebraisa, Omer B'Shub M'Parachia, who at the Gemara Chagiget of Tezayin Melav says that he was a Nasi, he had a position of leadership, says, B'tchil in the beginning, I hated leadership. And Kala Omer Aleila, whoever said, go up and become a leader, Ani Kofsei V'Nosh Lefnei Ari, I would tie him up and put him in front of a lion to be killed. But Ata, now that I became a leader, Kala Omer Li Laird Mimen, whoever tells me to get down from it and get demoted, Ani Mata Lav Kumkum Shulchaman, I would pour on them a hot kettle full of hot water. Shahari Shaul Baruch Mimena, because we find Shaul HaMelech, who initially ran away from being the king of the Jewish people. Ukshaul, but once he already had become king, Bikash Largas David, he attempted to kill David, who he felt was going to usurp the kingship from him. Now, the Gemara goes back to this Machlekes in the Braisa, that Amalei Mar Kashisha Barid of Chizla Abaye says, Remeir, who he said that Beis Chani was actually Favayda Zara, so high crowd Rabbi Yehuda, so this Pasuk Rabbi Yehuda that he proved that there's going to be Mizbeach in Eretz Mitzrayim for Hashem, my Avodah, what does he do with it? He can't say it's referring to Beis Chani because he said that wasn't for Hashem, it was for Favayda Zara. So says the Gemara Ketanya, he holds it's referring to something else, like we learned in the Braisa. La'achar ma'palosah shel Sancheiriv, after the downfall of Sancheiriv, who attempted to lay siege to Eretz Yerushalayim, and there was a great miracle that he was killed with all the soldiers. So Yetzach Chizkiah umatzah b'nei melachim. So Chizkiah HaMelech came out, and he found all these princes, Shayyishvin b'kareinu shalzav, who were sitting in carriages of gold. Hediron shalei lavra b'etzkechavim, he made them vow that they're not going to serve idolatry. Shlomach says in the pasuk before that, says, B'yemu, on that day, Yiu chamesh arm be'eretz Mitzrayim, there's going to be five cities in the land of Egypt, Medabris Svas Kanan, talking the Jewish language of those who live in Eretz Canaan, where at the end of the pasuk says, as a contained type of Kofi Yoram Adal, the Nishboyas Lashem Tzavaka is in that they swear to Hashem, the Lord of hosts. And that's what the Gemara says, Halchu, they're the ones who went, Laksandria Shalmatram to Alexandria in Egypt, Uvonu Mizbech, they built the altar, Vehelo of Lashem Shemayim, and they brought sacrifices for the sake of heaven. Shlomach says in the pasuk, which we quoted before, Bayemahu Yiyim Mizbech Lashem Techeres Mizbech, and that day is going to be an altar for Hashem in the land of Egypt. It's not referring to Beis Chani, it's referring to something else. Now, when it says there in that pasuk, that Ir HaHeres Yomala Achas, that the city of Heres is said to be one of those five cities that they went and they built for cities for Hashem in Alexandria in Egypt. Says Gemara, my Ir HaHeres Yomala Achas, what is that referring to? Says the Gemara, could Metargim Rav Yisuf, like Rav Yisuf said, the Aramaic translation of the Pasuk, is Karta de Beit Shemesh, the city of Beit Shemesh, of the house of the sun, which as we're going to shortly explain how we see that's referring to Heres. But the word Haharis is also the Asad Lamechrev, that's going to ultimately be destroyed, which the word Haris means to destroy. That is Amr, Dihi Chadimahin, it's saying that that was one of the five cities. Now, ask the Gemara, Bemai the Ir HaHeres, where do we see that the city of Haris, Lishna de Shimshi, he is referring to Beit Shemesh, that how do we see from the word Haris, it refers to the place of the sun. The Chsivik, it says the Pasuk in Eiv, referring to Hashem, Ho'ima L'Haris, which as we see, Hey is interchangeable with Ches, the one who says to Cheres, which over there in that pasuk is clearly referring to the sun, the leyizuch that it shouldn't shine. So therefore, Ir HaHeres, the word HaHeres refers to two things. HaCheres, which referring to the city of the sun, which is Beit Shemesh, the place of the sun. That it's also going to have the term Heres that's going to be destroyed. That's where we see that is that one of the five cities was Beit Shemesh, which was ultimately going to be destroyed, was one of the five cities built in the land of Egypt, which was because of this, what Chizkiah had done, that they're the ones who built this Mizbeach to bring to Hashem. That's how Remei would interpret the Pasuk, not like a Behuda. But again, that's what he said, that the halacha of our Mishnah, which seems to infer that Beis Chani was not Favayda Zara, is going like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Remei, because that's their machlokes regarding if Beis Chani was Favayda Zara, or what is actually L'shem Shemayim.